So we are discussing holy name. And reading. Discussing about the importance of reading. The importance of reading proper books. Sri proper books, they are not written by him. Sri proper books were dictated to Prabhupada by Krishna directly. One day Srila Prabhupada was listening to the lecture he had given in the morning. After Bhagavatam class, he was listening to the lecture himself after the class. So devotees were surprised to see him. Prabhupada is listening to his own lecture. Do we do that? Prabhupada did. So devotees were surprised and asked, so Prabhupada, is the lecture you gave? So you are listening to your own lecture? Say, no. I'm not the one who gave the class. Krishna gave the class. Of course, it came through me, but it is Krishna who gave the class. Therefore, I'm listening. Do you understand? Do you understand by that what Prabhupada is doing? Prabhupada is teaching us something. We will mention it to you now. Of all the classes that are being given, there are two types. How many? Two types. All the lectures you have been hearing, including the one you are giving yourself, there are two types. One is given directly by Krishna and Prabhupada or the acharyas. Yes. The second is given by the person himself who is giving the class. The person who is giving the class may give his own lecture by his intelligence, by his ability in understanding the scripture. He may give that class. I will tell you, that lecture will entertain the intellect, our intelligence. It will not address the heart. Because it's given by the person and it is based on the purity of that person. So it may entertain our intelligence. It will not entertain the mind, the heart. It will not purify the heart. But actually the lectures which we hear, they are to purify the heart. So the speaker is speaking by planting Krishna in the heart of the audience. That is a lecture. It is not someone's ability in speaking. It's different. So One can give the lecture based on his ability, a level of understanding Christian consciousness, the level of his purity in Christian consciousness. That is one side. There is another lecture which is given, but the person who is speaking is an instrument. Krishna or the acharyas are using him to speak. This is what Prabhupada is teaching us. That the lecture he had given that morning was not spoken by him. Krishna dictated. Krishna told him what to say. So he simply repeated. Those lectures go to the heart. They are the lectures that will plant Krishna in the heart. So when we are hearing lecture, we should be careful. We should be careful to know where it is coming from. Either it is coming from the speaker or it's coming from the parampara or Krishna. It's difficult to determine where it's coming from. It's not difficult. If one is very, very sincere, it doesn't matter if we are pure devotee or not pure devotee or practitioner. If one is very sincere, Krishna will show you who is speaking. One is very sincere, Krishna will show you who is giving this class. Is it me, Krishna, and my pure devotees, or is the person himself giving the lecture? You will see it by how you become motivated devotionally after the lecture. So, reading Srila Prabhupada books is a direct association with Krishna. Directly. It is direct association with Srila Prabhupada. It is also direct association with all the pure devotees Srila Prabhupada quoted in his purport. Prabhupada is quoting Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he's quoting Baladev Vidyabhushan, he's quoting Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, he's quoting Jiva Goswami, he's quoting Narottam Das Thakurai in his lectures, in his purports. You see Prabhupada quoting all these personalities. So they are present in the purport of Srila Prabhupada. All these personalities are present. In other words, Srila Prabhupada has put all the acharyas, including himself, and Krishna, in one place. So that is powerful association. Reading, studying Srila Prabhupada books is a powerful association. And we are associating with all these great personalities. Not only that, if we read the books of this personality, Rajiva Goswami, or Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, will you understand? Let me just make one sentence from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, one sentence from his lecture, and then see how we understand it. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is speaking. Let us meditate on the medium size of Krishna. Medium size of Krishna. Meditation on a medium form of Krishna. Which one is the medium form of Krishna? It's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Lecture. So question is medium form. Medium. If you have medium, means you have lower and the higher. Then there's a medium. So question is medium. Huh? Question is the medium form of Krishna. You see? So if you are reading these, what will happen to you? This is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Right? medium form of Krishna. This one is just a small one. It's a higher ones. When you read Brahma Samhita, the higher words. Medium form of Krishna, he meant, first of all, you have Vishnu form, right? You have Vishnu form. And then you have Virat Rupa, the form. And you have what? Shyamasunda, or rather Govinda, Govinda form. So Govinda form is the medium form of Krishna. It's the medium form. In the middle of Virat Rupa and Vishnu Rupa. Vishnu form, there is Virat form, and then you have Krishna himself, his form. That is the medium form of Krishna. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. But the Prabhupada has presented all the Acharya's teachings in a very simple and easy to understand form. In other words, Prabhupada has helped us from the difficulties we will have by reading and studying other Acharya's books. Prabhupada has made it very easy for us in his books. So when we are reading Prabhupada's books, please let us try to understand that we are associating with all the Acharyas. All the Acharyas. Not only one person. All the Acharyas. In one place. Yesterday, Naradamuni, Subhadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami, Maitreya Muni, Vidura, Pandavas. All of them. We are having direct association with all of them. If you read Sri Prabhupada's books, this is what is happening. And Prabhupada mentioned every page of Bhagavatam, you will see who? Whom will you see? Every page of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's books. If you open any page, whom will you see? Krishna. Krishna is directly standing in every page of Prabhupada's books. Oh, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all of them. You see Krishna directly standing. We may not see you on our level, but Prabhupada is telling us this is what is happening. Because it is Krishna who is speaking. And he dictated everything for Prabhupada. And even when everything was detected, so Prabhupada was very, very careful in how he would present it in such a way that nobody would have any misunderstanding in studying. Except someone who is deliberate in being a deviant. Then he can take one word of Prabhupada and make it in a different way to confuse people or to justify our own deviation, our own whims. Well, one who is very sincere, Sri Prabhupada's books, very, very, very pure, complete. And to give this confirmation, Sri Prabhupada put the Sanskrit, the transliteration, the translation, word for word, and then the purport. He did this deliberately to challenge any Sanskrit scholar to see if he can find fault in what Prabhupada has done. That's why he deliberately left it like that. So nobody can find fault in it, in his presentation, which is pure. So it is very important for us to connect by studying the books. If you read Srila Prabhupada's books, we cannot say that we have no association. Association is already given. So no one can say, I don't have good association. It's only a lazy person who will say that. We have a good association with Prabhupada and all the acharyas by studying his books. And it is an austerity. Swadhyaya, studying the scriptures, it's austerity for purification. So we're not doing a mundane activity by studying the proper books. If we want to be successful in Krishna consciousness, we must know why Krishna is the Supreme God, why we should become a devotee, how to practice devotional service, how can we measure where we are in Krishna consciousness, everything inside the proper books, everything. Suppose you don't know how to cook. What will you do when you get into kitchen? You don't have to cook, but you have entered the kitchen. What will you do there? You mess up everything. But the person who knows how to cook, when he enters the kitchen, he will bring out a very wonderful preparation that everybody will be satisfied with. Similarly, if we don't understand what is devotional service, what is Krishna consciousness, how are we going to practice devotional service? And where will we understand this? It is from proper books. So the proper books are the mirror. The mirror. We have mirror to look at our face and put our tilak, whatever, right? So where is the mirror to see our heart? The mirror to see our heart is the books. That's the mirror. For example, if you read Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, text 18 and 14. If you read Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, text 14, 13 and 14. What will you see? That's a mirror. It's a mirror. Where's the face mirror? Where's the face mirror? First one. What is that? That is from my account. Be this one. Back to the other one, this one. If you go there, you'll get it. Okay. I was asking Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, text 13 and 14. A mirror to look our heart, to see where we are. Yes, what are the qualities? What is the first word? Advaishta. Advaishta means what? Envious. Non-envious, right? That's a mirror. So we can look at our heart and see where we are in our Christian consciousness. It's the scripture. It's a mirror. From the scripture, we can exactly understand where we are. Then we will know what are the things we're supposed to do. It is compulsory for us to study the proper books, not to become a gyani. We shouldn't study the books to become gyani, to speak philosophy to others. We should study the books to become purified, to know how to defend ourselves from Maya. So studying the books of the Prabhupada, it is a protection by itself. It's a protection. And if you go to Bhagavatam 177, Bhagavatam 177. They're not hearing. Nobody's hearing. You see it?
Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, meaningful loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead sprouts out up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, union, and hatred.
It is very slow and carefully, one by word. Be very slow.
Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fear.
So, in one word, what would you say Bhagavatam is? Fire extinguisher. Right? Extinguishes what? Lamentation, fear, and illusion. Do we have any other means that can do this anywhere in the world? No. Bhagavatam, the Prabhupada gave to us. And when you look at the second canto of Bhagavatam, it has 10 chapters. The last chapter is chapter 10. What is the heading? Bhagavatam is the solution to all problems. Srimad Bhagavatam is the solution to all problems. All, both material and spiritual. So if we study proper books, what will happen to us? We will extinguish our material existence. We will solve all our problems, both materially and spiritually. That's a Bhagavatam. So in other words, Prabhupada has given us the solution to all our problems. The solution. Practical solution to cure our disease. Prabhupada has given to us through his books. His books. Therefore, it is very, very important. If we are serious about getting out of material existence, we should study the books. So Papa was instructed by his spiritual master, if he have money, do what? Print books. Why? Because these books are not different from Krishna, they are directly Lord Krishna. So taking Sri Prabhupada's books means what? You are taking Krishna. You're taking Krishna. He gave him Bhagavatam. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada said, let every single book in this world is destroyed. Let them be destroyed. In other words, he wants all the books to be destroyed. If you have only one book, even if it is one verse from Bhagavatam, then there is nothing lost. Nothing is lost. Nothing. Because Bhagavatam means what? Krishna is staying in the house with you. So if we have Krishna, we are associating with Krishna. Where is the Maya? Where? Where is Maya? So we should read books every day. Every day. It is compulsory. Just as we eat every day, we bathe every day, we breathe every day, we sleep every day. We should also read every day. So read every day. Read. Every day. Reading does not mean the alphabet, the words. You shouldn't read the words. Reading means we should identify words, what is taking place. We should identify means what? So Krishna is being described, or his activity is being described. We should participate with that activity. We should see Krishna as he's being described. When Krishna is walking on the bank of River Jamuna, Krishna is seen wearing a very wonderful, beautiful garland made of forest flowers, being attracted. The bumblebees are humming around Krishna. And Lord Krishna is wearing a beautiful tilak on his face. Are you seeing Krishna? Are you seeing Krishna as we are hearing? You should see Krishna with tilak on his face, with beautiful garland made of forest, fresh forest flowers, and he's moving gorgeously at the bank of River Jamuna. We should see. This is reading. This is hearing. Not just reading philosophy. That is different. Philosophy is different. We have to participate with what is happening. Participation means that we are really in our mind's eye. We are seeing Krishna walking at the bank of Jamuna where it is cowherd girl's friends or cowherd boyfriends. We should see them. And Krishna does not drive away the bumblebees who are hovering all over him. There are millions all. Krishna didn't wave them off because the buzzing of the bumblebees are also hymns glorifying Lord Krishna. So Krishna is enjoying their devotion. They don't sting him and give him pain. They don't. They are thinking Krishna is a lotus. Therefore, they are glorifying Lord Krishna. This is hearing. This is hearing. This is reading. This is studying. And when we are reading, we should be able to see directly in the mind that Krishna is moving. This is what Krishna is. This is reading. Many a times we are reading to go and teach people. That will not purify us. That will not. Because it's mechanical. There's no connection. We are not connected. Reading means that we are absorbed. We really absorbed ourselves in that. Absorption. We are fully engaged. Arjuna had gone to Dwarka, being called by Lord Krishna. And he spent longer time in Dwarka than required. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is waiting for Arjuna to come. When Arjuna returned, Yudhishthira Maharaj couldn't recognize his brother because Arjuna was looking pale. All the luster disappeared. Are you seeing Arjun? How does he look like? Like a Kshatriya? No. Right? So this is reading. You are absorbed. You are participating in that. You are feeling that. Arjun's dejection, Yudhishthira Maharaj's lamentation because of the situation which has happened. Arjun did not see his friend Krishna when he got to Dwarka. So he's feeling very bad. This is reading, this is studying. We absorb ourselves, we are folding that mood. This is absorption. This is what brings purification. And this is reading. That is reading. We're deeply connected. If you study our scriptures in this way, we would imagine the amount of purification advancement we would make in a very short time. Very short time. With this potency, when you speak, it will hit the heart of the audience. Because the potency is there. Our discussion will not be very dry, be juicy, because the potency is there. From the absorption, the connection we are having with Christians, with all the pure devotees. So it is not an ordinary activity to study, read Prabhupada books. It's not an ordinary activity. And Prabhupada told one devotee who had written a letter to him, asking, this is from Hariswari Prabhu's diary, he had expressed his feeling to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, I'm seeing some devotees are leaving. What should I do so that I don't also leave this movement? I can remain in this movement. And Prabhupada replied, my dear devotee, if you want to remain in this movement, and not just remaining in the movement, if you want to remain in this movement in a very potent way, in a significant way, that you will experience your Krishna consciousness and also impart the same thing to others, then you should study my books scrutinizingly. Scrutinize, scrutiny. It means what? You are examining every word and identify with that. Prabhupada said, scrutinizingly study my books. Chant without offense the holy name. Chant without offense the holy name. Have faith in Krishna, in the scriptures, the spiritual master. Follow the four great principles diligently. Diligently. Right? Diligently. What is diligent? Careful. Carefully follow. The last one was very is really heavy. Papa said, don't take this movement cheaply. This movement, don't take it as a cheap society. It's not a religion. Not from here. Krishna brought it from Goloka. Yeah. Look at ISKCON's activity. Look at ISKCON. He's different. Different. In all respects, he's different. So probably the question, study my books scrutinizingly. Read. Even if you don't understand, read again. Read again. Read again. It will be revealed. So we have a whole book to read. We have books, 12 books, sufficient books to read. Prabhupada gave it to us, complete. You know, not activities to study the books. So we should read every day. To be able to do this, don't read what devotees who are not interested in reading. It will be distraction. You will not be absorbed. read with devotees who are interested in reading. And please read loud. Read loud. And read two books at a time. Very powerful. If you read two books at a time, very powerful. You can have our guitar here, have what I'm here. Read together. Very sweet. Very sweet. You'll be very absorbed. Read the books together. In this way, you'll be able to see similarities easily. In reading, we look at the philosophy when we're reading. We look at the philosophy. Where is the philosophy? In the purport or in the text itself? Right? This is a verse from Bhagavad Gita we treated this morning. One verse from Bhagavad Gita we treated. The two verses, 1857-58. Right? 58 is positive and negative. So that is philosophy. That's philosophy. So when we're reading, we look at the philosophy. When we're reading, we look at the story. The storyline, where the story, Krishna has put the story in proper with the story. Story. We look at analogies. Analogies, Prabhupada is so powerful. So powerful. A person that this personality, Prabhupada, great. Like Krishna. So we look at the story, we look at the philosophy, look at the analogies, and we look at the similarities. Similarities. The similar things we find in Bhagavatam, we find in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Some verses that correspond. The Sri Upanishad. Yes. The verses in Sri Upanishad we find in Bhagavatam the same. So you find the similarities in all the scriptures. In reading, we look at all these things, the four things we look inside. We are reading and studying. We can study together. Very strong. We can study individually, but your study together is very, very strong. Kapil Muni in Bhagavatam 325-25. Bhagavatam 325-25. Canto 3, text chapter 25, text 25. He said what? Bhagavatam is best relished. Where? In association of devotees. With devotees. So we read together. It's very powerful. You see, you read it very loud. Read it loud so everybody hears.
In the association of pure devotees, discussion of pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very easy and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation and thereafter he is freed, and his attraction becomes fixed. The real devotion and devotional service is beginning.
Repeat it. It's sweet.
In the association of your devotees, discussion of pastimes and activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, man gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is free, and his attraction becomes fixed, the real devotion and devotion of the spirit.
If you regularly study the scriptures, what happens? We become what? Fixed. When we are fixed, what next? What's the next? Read it.
Read it. Discussion of the past time and activities of the three personality of God is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart.
Very pleasing, satisfying to the ear and the heart. So we should read together. Yes.
By cultivating such knowledge,
yes,
one gradually becomes advanced.
How will you cultivate that knowledge? Reading. Reading. Get the knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, how will you do your devotion? Nicely to Christian. How will you know what is devotion? Why would you do devotion? Somebody challenge you, my friend, you have been doing this Hare Krishna thing for how many years? Now what is it again? What will you say? Ah. So what have I gained being a devotee all these years? Nothing. Right? But if you are studying, if you are reading, you are reading, studying the books, you will smile and look at the person as a fool. One day we are doing Harinam, chanting and dancing. So one man came, he was standing there in the group, was watching all the devotees dancing. So he, after a long time, he called me. So I went to him. So he said, my friend, you are doing this thing for years. I said, yes, I've been doing it for years. He introduced himself. He said, I'm a Christian. I said, yes, I thank you. Very nice. Good Christian. Very good. You see, because I am following Jesus, you know, I have my money. I have cars, I have good business, all my children are doing very nice. I'm going to buy a car now, just now, for my wife. And I'm going for a deep vein contract. I was laughing when he was talking. I was laughing. Then he said, so, do you have your own car? I was still laughing at him. After he finished, my friend, talk, I'm asking you, do you have your own car? You have been doing this for a long time now. What is your gain? I was laughing at him, and I laughed louder. He said, answer me. I said, I'm giving you answer. I have given you answer. No, you didn't say anything. I said, no, I have given you answer. He said, what's the answer? My answer is that, by doing this thing, I'm happy and satisfied like this, without the car. For you, the moment your car is not there, will you be a Christian again? No, you have difficulties. But for me, with or without the car is the same. So we are the best. And the man just walk out. So if you don't have knowledge, when these challenges come, you'll be disturbed. But the knowledge from our scriptures, when one becomes fixed, mature in understanding why I should be a devotee, what to do as a devotee, how to do these things, and what is getting purifications, getting advancement, you are fit to preach Christian consciousness anywhere in the world. It's a recommendation from Rupa Goswami. Now, challenges are a wonderful opportunity to make advancement. If you are not studying, you don't have this real understanding. When challenges come, we will not succeed. So it is very important for us to study these books very scrutinizingly. And by this association with pure devotees, become ourselves pure and fixed in Krishna consciousness. So nothing will happen but progress, constant progress in Krishna consciousness. So we should read, so study these books. Study these books, they bring purification to the heart. Bring purification. The heart will become happy, joyful. The ears is satisfied. The mind is satisfied. When you study the scriptures, it's very sweet. Bhagavad Gita is sweet. Our books are very sweet. I wish all of you would taste it. Very sweet. Look at the word of our Acharya, just so sweet. Very beautiful. The holy name is not different from Krishna. If we don't understand this, the holy name will not purify us as much. We must be convinced that the name and Krishna, they are completely, absolutely the same. This is Haridas Thakur from Haranam Chantamani. If we don't understand this, if we separate the two, we can chant for million lifetimes, we will never get success chanting. And if there is a difference, the difference is that a holy name is better than Krishna. The holy name is more merciful than Krishna. The holy name, more merciful, more powerful than Krishna himself. We must be fully convinced of this. Rupa Goswami mentioned that our sufferings in this material world is based on what? Ignorance. All our sufferings are due to ignorance. Ignorance of the holy name will make us to commit all the offenses we are committing. If Lord Krishna appear before us personally, what will be our mood, our feelings? You guys are coming from the altar now. See, I'm here. See me. What will be our attitude? What will be our behavior? How will we act? Will you answer your phone call before Krishna? Will you do that? I'm asking. If Krishna just come and a person is standing here, will you answer a phone call in his presence? I'm asking you, you are laughing. It's a question. I want to know. Will you do that? So why do we do it? Why do we have cell phone and at the same time with the beat in hand? Why? Ignorance. That's ignorance. It means we don't accept, we don't believe. Don't think that because I'm chanting Hare Krishna, because I have faith. It is not. If we have that faith that this is Krishna, so Papa said when you are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna is dancing on our tongue. So if I believe, if I'm conscious, if I'm fully aware, if I really have the faith that it is true, what does I dance on my tongue? Will I attend to my cell phone at the same time the chanting? Even holding the with my hand, and I forget that the bead, I'm dealing with Krishna. And here, nonsense. Right? We do it. So the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he said, when you're chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. He says, see, when we are doing like this, you are massaging the lotus feet of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what? This is what? Massage. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When you're chanting and doing this, it's a massage. So if we are massaging a person and not attentive, how would that person feel? If I do to you like that, how will you feel? So Krishna is not feeling bad. So do we know what we are doing to Krishna? When we are not attentive in chanting his name, do we know what we are doing? We are disturbing him. See, if you are massaging someone's feet and you hold the feet, if you do that, I'll kick you. Got out. Nonsense. Well, Krishna is the supreme God. He wouldn't do that to us, but he's doing it. He's doing it. That we can chant like this for a million lifetimes and not attain the goal of chanting. The goal of chanting is what? Krishna prayer. That's the goal of chanting. So how will we get it by this attitude? So please, let us try to understand what we're doing. That is the reason why to study these books are important. So we'll be able to understand what we are doing. I've been repeating this word since. We should know what we are doing. Why we should hear about Krishna? Why we should serve Krishna? Why we should read about this book? Why we should chant? We should know these things. Why? We should know. Massaging someone's feet. And there's no attention. So what are we going to have for prasada? What is this time for prasada? You forget they are doing something. This is what we are doing to Krishna every day. Is it nice? It's what chanting means. Chanting means what? We want to allow the holy name Krishna to touch our consciousness. We want to have this association. We want to have this connection. So it is not a mechanical activity. It is not ordinary activity. It's powerful. It's powerful. Not ordinary activity. When you enter the altar, when someone enters the altar, or when you enter inside the kitchen, what are you trying to do? What will you do in the kitchen? To cook. Not meeting. Not having meeting. Not for meeting. It's for cooking. So when you enter the altar, what is it? You want to take care of the deity, right? It's for discussion. It's for cooking. It's for what? Take care of the deity. So when you take bead in the hand, what are you trying to do? So when we discuss in between japa, it means what? When we discuss with someone that is in between japa, what is the meaning of that? Is that japa? It's what? Discussion, not japa. So when we take bead, we want to chant. This is what you are telling me. I'm learning from you. We want to chant. Therefore, they shouldn't be, but chanting, we should hear what we are chanting. Chanting, we should hear. So Papa said, chant with the tongue, hear with the ear. Only two things. Not three, two things. Chant with the tongue and hear with the ear. That is japa. We want to have connection with the Holy Name and the consciousness is to unite. This is powerful. So we explained it already. And Srila Prabhupada chanted His Holy Name. What's the result of that? The whole world is affected. The whole world is affected by Srila Prabhupada's chanting. One person. His chanting has affected the whole world. Even places where they are no ISKCON temples, the Holy Name is going on in a very powerful way. Because of the chanting of one person, Srila Prabhupada, the whole world is affected. Do you think that if Prabhupada is doing this offensive chanting, this would have happened? No. His chanting is pure. Therefore, the whole world, everyone is affected. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, what happened? The whole world chanted, including plants, trees, animals, chant. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, the whole world, both the Muslim, both the Hindu, both the non-believer, they chanted. Because of his purity, he made the whole world to chant. When Dharamuni chanted, the Holy Name, Lord Shiva's blue neck disappeared. Lord Shiva has a blue neck. The chanting on the Ramuni wipe out the blue and make it white. And Lord Shiva's wife became suspicious. This is not my husband. She ran away from Lord Shiva. This is an imposter. Because my husband doesn't have white neck. That's blue neck. He's not Shiva. She ran away from Lord Shiva because of the Buddha's chanting. Not only that, Lord Balaram's blue dress also changed to white. Balaram's dress is blue. Became white from the Buddha's japa. It's chanting on the Buddha. Not only that, Jamuna became milky. The gopis started churning the Jamuna. The Jamuna became covered with the gopis, were churning the ocean. This is milk. They were churning. And they actually got water from it. Not a story. It's a reality. From Naramuni's chanting. It's the same mantra we have. Rupa Goswami is chanting. Rupa Goswami, his japa, he said, all my senses are not disturbing again. They have gone to sleep. our senses disturb when we are chanting, right? Rupa Goswami senses doesn't disturb you when you chant. When you say Hare Krishna, all the senses are sleeping. So give him chance to chant the pure name. When Haridas Thakura chanted, the snake was also participating in the japa, was hearing the japa of Haridas Thakura. Prostitute became pure devotee. Durga was got initiated by Haridas Thakura, chanting the holy name. It's the same holy name we are chanting, the same, not different. The same 16th syllable we are chanting. So we should know what we have been given. This name, powerful, can deliver anybody from any condition of life. The holy name can deliver. Our progress in Christian consciousness, our advancement in Christian consciousness, it depends on the quality of our chanting. The quality of our chanting. One becomes purified faster when we put our energy into chanting, because everything in this world will leave us. The holy name will be the only asset that will take with us when we're leaving this body, leaving this world. The only asset that will take with us is the holy name. So, if we have intelligence, let us invest everything within us in chanting the name. We should invest in the name. Srila Bhakti Thakur. He gave us the attitude. Haridas Thakura. He gave us the attitude. They gave us the attitude that we should maintain if we want to be successful in chanting the holy name. Srila Bhakti Thakura, he offered prayers in his song, Vaishnava Thakura. In this song, he mentioned, "O Vaishnava Thakura, alone I have no strength to chant the holy name of Krishna. I beg you, therefore, please be merciful. What a particle of little faith, please give me the treasure of the holy name of Krishna." This attitude we shall maintain and offer this prayer daily to Krishna, to the holy name, to Vaishnavas. We cannot do it on our own. We need the mercy of Vaishnavas. So he showed us the way. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not praying for himself. He is teaching us the process. The attitude we should have, our approach towards the holy name, we should approach Vaishnavas. He said, "Krishna is your property. I don't have Krishna, but Krishna is your property. Krishna lives with you. So please, show me mercy. And give me the treasure of the holy name." A pure name of Krishna is given, a pure devotee. So Bhakti Thakura is teaching us to follow that. Haridas Thakura is praying. "I am chanting the holy name every day, but because I'm materially minded, the pure name is not coming." This is Haridas Thakura is praying. "My dear Lord, you came to deliver the most fallen. Please count me as one of them. You are the highest, I am the lowest." But this is our natural relationship, that you are the highest, I am the lowest person. And since you came for people who are very, very low, yes, count me as one. and give me the name. We should pray like this every day. Don't just wake up, take bed, and start chanting. That's not the process. We should offer prayers and beg. We should beg. If you don't beg, nothing will come. You have to beg. One other thing we should be very careful with: don't eat too heavy late in the night. By eating heavy food late in the night is not good for your japa. It is not. Eating heavy food late in the night, you are going to wake late. We should try to finish 16 rounds at 7:30. We should complete 16 rounds by 7:30. If you don't complete 16 rounds by 7:30, you are lazy. 7:30. You don't finish 60 rounds by 7:30, you are
lazy.
Hare Krishna. You have any questions or comments? Yes, for you. The mind has been absorbed in sense gratification since time immemorial. And all the sinful activities we have been doing, they are all accumulated in the mind. All of them. So now we want to chant the holy name, the mind will react negatively. Because the mind is not used to this. So, few things we can do. One, we just mentioned, we should pray for help. We have to pray for help. We're not praying. We should pray for help. If we want to succeed, we should pray for help. Two, we should cry. We should cry. Three, we should confess to Krishna, Lord Krishna, this is my situation. Back to Lord Krishna, there is no sin which I have never committed million times. This is my situation. Please, Krishna, help me. Confession. We must present ourselves to Krishna. See, this is what I am. So I need help. Four. to beg for forgiveness. Beg for forgiveness. Five. For all our sinful activities, all the offenses we've been committing, the mistakes we've been making, the sinful activities we've been doing, should beg for forgiveness. Five. Repentance. Repentance. To repent. We should repent. Repentantly, we don't want to do this again. We're feeling sorry for all of our sinful life. Six. Observe Ekadasi fully. Fully. Ekadasi. You should observe Ekadasi fully.
Night
also
you should be
awake. Not necessarily. Fasting. Fasting is better. Staying awake will be difficult. The next day you'll not be able to function, so you better fast and sleep. Kadasi, Janmasami, Ramnami, Gorpunima, Nitanan Tayodasi, the singer Chadodasi, should observe them very carefully. You should pray seriously, offer prayers for Krishna and those things. Try to avoid offenses. If we are very, very mechanical in dealing with each other, we don't love each other, it will have effect for our japa. The mind will not be friendly. So we should deal with each other with care. We should be respectful to everyone. We're not relating nicely with each other. We should deal with each other with respect. Everybody with respect. Care for each other very nicely. Yes. Care for each other. Shouldn't be mechanical in our relationship, in our dealing with each other. Very much. Although we are in a movement which is dealing with personalism, we are too impersonal. A lot of indifference with each other. It has effect in our chanting. Okay, how many things you have there? All right, practice it and see. All right, yes.
It is
a very big mistake when we think that I have known. I already know this. It's a big mistake. When we think that we know, that's a big mistake. A big mistake. I have had this many times. That's a big mistake. We have not had it. We have not had it at all. if we have heard, we'll be acting on it. The Father, we're not acting on the things we have known, so-called knowing, means that we don't know it. So we should be acting on everything. You see, when things are repeated, it's for emphasis. It shows how that is very important. And it's also sure if we are getting new realization from it. If you're not getting new realization, it means you don't know. If you repeat the same thing and keep hearing the same thing, it means you're not making advancement. Advancement means that we hear the same thing, but we get different realization. That's advancement. Then it will become a reality. That is when we have known. We then can say that, okay, now I have known this. So if you really want to have a good reading, you should not read the whole book at a time. If you take a portion, try to digest it properly. Then we can move forward. That's the best way. Of course, some people are very fast. Some are slow. I'm slow. I read very slow. Because my intelligence is low, so I read very slow. Right? Yes, sir. Every aspect of care, every aspect. A devotee is sick, help the person. If a devotee is sick, help. You don't see a devotee for some time, call him, call her, ask how the devotee is doing. It's scary. We need some help, we should be there to support. We have something to do together. The devotee is weak, help. But the time who was using the devotees to clean the Gundicha temple. So when Chaitanya sees a devotee doing better, he will say, thank you. Teach others. Teach others to do like this. You understand? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri was showing us how to care for each other. We're cleaning the Gundicha temple. When he sees a devotee is collecting more dust, he will say, yeah, thank you. Teach others. This one is collecting less. Teach him. That is what? Care. That's caring. You sleep the same room with somebody. A devotee is lying down there, is sick. You should ask. You should check. Don't just wake up and go. And leave a devotee. You should check and see what is happening with the devotee. That's scary. It's okay. You should care for each other. Yes. We are doing something, you should support it. The devotee is doing something, you should support the devotee so you can do it better. So someone a leading Kirtan, you should respond nicely, so the person will have a nice Kirtan for us. Not somebody having Kirtan, we are also having discussion somewhere. That's not caring. I mean, it's not support. It's wrong. Anything the devotee is doing, we should support it. To make that devotee have a good presentation. Either in our studies, on our japa, on the reading, or whatever. We should help.
Most of us are
here
students, so studies also,
they
would they come under
caring? Should care. A devotee is not doing the assignment nicely, you should save the person. You should show him. That's caring. Make it easy for the person to understand so he can do his own very nicely. That's the scaring. Oh, this one, oh yeah, fool. let me get 100%, you should get 30. You should go there, help the person, show the person, no, this is wrong, do it this way, do it this way. Assist the person. That's caring. The devotee is sick. Arrange for the person to get some medication. Take him to the hospital. Take her to the hospital. That's caring. Right? Yes.
Krishna, my doubt is like in content or wrong questions of this there. So these qualifications are described at least disciple of Vyasdeva. He has understood all the scriptures and like he is very highly elevated in the terms of the Shastric studies and all those things. And he is being reputed by greater Brahmanas also whom Balram is also respecting. But again, like he got the punishment and his studies became futile. So some
mistake.
Wrong questions of this. God became angry from him. So how we can get those qualities also when we are reading Shastras and chanting the Bhagavad
Gita? In the beginning we mentioned we should not study our scriptures to become a Gyani. I mentioned in the beginning. Ramahasan Sutta, he knows the Shastra but he has no good etiquette. He doesn't know the principle. Etiquette says that if you are sitting on an asan, you cannot step go down to offer obeisance to someone. But that doesn't apply to your spiritual master. It doesn't. It doesn't apply to the Supreme Lord. So Ramahasan Sutta is sitting on an asan speaking, and Lord Balaram came inside. He didn't get down to offer obeisance. That means what? He does not know the scripture. He doesn't know the scripture. To know the scripture is not by reciting it like parrot. That is different. That is his position. Knowledge alone is not sufficient. We must have devotion. So we say Asi Bhakti Vedanta. That is different. So Lord Balaram look at him. You sitting here means you're supposed to know. And you don't know. You don't know. Then how can you teach? We should not teach people our book knowledge. We should teach people realization. We should not teach people just book knowledge, our intellectual ability. We should teach people character. So you can see some people, they have knowledge, they can speak very nicely, but they don't have good behavior. That is useless. The better that we have devotion, knowledge will be revealed. Automatically, if you have bhakti, even if you don't study, knowledge will be revealed. If you have bhakti, you have good approach, Krishna will reveal all the knowledge. So we see so many of our acharyas, we didn't study the books, but they are first class in knowledge, bhakti, everything. Haridas Thakura. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used him to speak the glories of the Holy Name. And Narada described everything completely. He first of all expressed his feeling, how can you ask this question to an unfit person like me? He didn't go to school. But he knows everything completely. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Narada, let me tell you, you are taking birth in a Yavana family. It is just to liberate, it's to liberate the whole world. It is not a disqualification, it is to liberate, it is to show the super excellent nature of bhakti. Bhakti does not depend on any material things, facility, no, but everything depends on bhakti. So one who has bhakti, you can do anything. So Haridas spoke the glories of the holy name. Right.
Maharaj, like now I came here being after getting slaughtered by the material education and the environment outside. Now this point of etiquette and devotion becomes quite tough. So how do you start practicing those etiquettes for it?
Everything has a beginning. So now we should get it. Why are we doing this? It should help us understand. We have mentioned many times, we should know why we should be a devotee. We should know what is devotion. We should know how to do it. And we've been trying to explain this so that we can be well grounded. See, in the material world, nothing is there. Nothing. Completely nothing. It is just struggle for existence, just suffering. Now we are having life. We are having life by taking to Krishna consciousness. So let us try to understand. Everything with this body, including our material education, it is this body. We are not going to take it with us next time. It will finish with this body. When we come back next life, we are going to go back to school again. But bhakti, bhakti is not like that. Whatever we have gotten now, it will continue next. We don't go back to start from zero. That's what material life is. Material life begins from zero every time. It's zero. Devotion, there's nothing like zero. Everything has significance. So now we are fortunate to have a connection with this movement. We should follow it. We should follow it. We should follow it and forget the temporal things. That is there to take care of our social needs. It is necessary because of our social needs. We have social needs, we have it. A devotee, a person who is going to take fully to Krishna consciousness, because they don't have Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Those who are giving their life to it. We shouldn't bother about what will happen. What will happen is Krishna is there, always taking care for us. So we take full advantage of this. We will be able to make it. If we bring our material things to Krishna consciousness, there will be conflict. There will be conflict. Just like if you, when we bring someone who has a position in the material world, and you have people, and you treat people like that in an office. If you come to temple, if you want to do that, it will be dangerous. Because this is a different environment. Different. Here we have to bend down our head. But there we have to raise our head. In the material world, our head is up. But here our head is down. So we'll come here, our head should be down. Then we can make it. If you want to keep our head like the material world, this is not the material world, this is a spiritual place. We have to follow the system here. So etiquette should be followed here. So even if one is a president or prime minister, if you come here, you have to bow down to Sakopa. That's all. We are servants. No. Everybody bow down for me. Yes, everybody bow down for you is there, not here. For here, everybody bow down is here. Right? So this has to be maintained. Then we'll be able to make it. All right?
There the translation comes like
In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of Supreme Lord, personality of God is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. And he continues. No? So there you mentioned that good we studied together scriptures.
Yes.
So here it's mentioned pure devotees, but we are all struggling devotees around us.
Yes, still it will still work. It is still work when we study together. At least we have the same mind to study together. So that is good. So we should study together. Very good. It is from here we can grow to that meeting pure devotees. Right? Hare Krishna. Yes. The last one.
When can one start feeling Bhagavatam?
When you have the interest to read Bhagavatam, start. When Bhagavatam becomes meaningful to you, start. That is the time to start. Right? Hare Krishna. The last question.
As you emphasize a lot about knowing what you are doing, you should know why you are doing.
So at this moment, why should we do fasting? So because every time occasion comes, I feel that better take and more energetically and whatever. Why should we do fasting? Common sense. I use common sense. If you use a machine in the factory, use machine every day. Without servicing the machine, what will happen? It will break down. So once a month, you do what? Service of the machine for effectiveness. The same way, this machine, Jantra Arudhani Mayaya, this machine given to us by Maya, also needs servicing. So 2 times a month, you need to service this. Effectiveness. That's common sense. Right? If you take it spiritually, austerity is for purification. Tapo divyam putrakajena sude just one Brahma so come to anantam. Austerity is meant to purify the heart. That is the purpose. Purify the heart. So those who do say they are not fools. They are very intelligent. The fools will eat and eat and eat and forget the goal of life. Those are intelligent, they will fast. Yes. So we have rogi. Rogi? Rogi eat how many times? Morning, afternoon, night. Bogi. How many times? 2 times. Morning or afternoon, evening. Yogi. Once. Which one is better? Which one is better? Yogi, bogi, rogi.
Yogi.
So Krishna didn't tell Arjuna become a rogi or bogi. Krishna told Arjuna Bhagavad Gita, in all circumstances you should become a yogi. 6th chapter. Alright? Shri Prabhupada ki jai.